This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Thousands of people gathered for a vigil late Saturday for the victims of a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue earlier in the day. That was here in the U.S. More now from AP's Ben Thomas.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance Monday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says 56-year-old Cesar Sayak, a man with a long criminal record, faces five charges in connection with the week-long mail bomb plot.
These charges may change or expand as the investigation proceeds. This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence.
The crude pipe bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile Democrats. Iran's parliament has approved four new ministers, all endorsed by President Hassan Rouhani, who urged them to help resist and fight the U.S. as it reinstates sanctions against Tehran. The U.S. has steadily restored sanctions on Iran following President Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear accord. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister Adel al-Jubeir says the global outcry and media focus on the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi earlier this month has become hysterical, he said, and urged the public to wait for the results of an investigation before ascribing blame to the kingdom's top leadership.
We're trying to uncover what happened. We know that a mistake was committed. We know that people exceeded their authority, and we know that we're investigating them. And it wasn't two officials who were dismissed. It was six, in addition to the 18 who were detained by the public prosecutor for questioning. So anyway, this is where we stand. We will investigate. We will share the results of the investigation. We will hold people to account, and those responsible will be punished, and we will put in place mechanisms to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Speaking at an annual security conference in Bahrain, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said the U.S. will be taking additional measures against the responsible people.
Failure of any one nation to adhere to international norms and the rule of law undermines regional stability at a time when it is needed most. As President Trump noted, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist, was critical of Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He was killed by Saudi agents at the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. The UN Refugee Agency says it's stepping up its efforts to ease the plight of tens of thousands of civilians in Yemen who are caught up in a war that shows no signs of winding down. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic says his agency is providing vulnerable people displaced by the war with money they can use as they see fit as the best way to help them meet their immediate survival needs. Mihecic says many of the estimated 2.7 million displaced people have depleted all their resources.
The selected families receive cash to cover their immediate protection needs, for example, life-saving medical treatments and subsidies that help families avoid evictions and secure a roof over their heads.
He says the agency aims to distribute a total of more than $41 million before the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 100,000 people gathered in the capital to support Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila's successor and the newly created Common Front for Congo political platform before a December presidential election. Observers said this is one of the largest crowds mobilized by the presidential camp. Kabila, who's been president since 2001, finally agreed to step down from office after elections delayed for 2 years. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.